Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 249 for Monday, February 2nd. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were mostly lower Monday morning due to strength in the Canadian dollar, which made canola less attractive on the international market. Canola values were around a dollar below unchanged, with the most active March contract checking in at $452.80 per ton. The market was initially higher this morning before some traders took profits, sending it lower. Soy meal and European rapeseed futures were both lower, which created some resistance. Recent rain in South America eased moisture concerns for the crops in Brazil and Argentina, which are expected to be very large. However, strength in Malaysian palm oil and soy oil helped to underpin the market, while slight gains in soybeans were supportive. Commercials continued to lend support to canola. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 5 cents stronger, with the March contract checking in at $9.66 a bushel. The market has traded two-sided, with recent rain erasing fears of moisture problems in South America. Last week's U.S. export numbers were considered positive, and that has lent some support to the market. Pakistan has reportedly made a large purchase of U.S. soybeans, which is bullish. However, the looming South American harvest tempered the upside as the crop is expected to be huge and product should start reaching port in a few weeks. Corn was 5 cents higher, with the March contract sitting at $3.76 per bushel. Values received a boost from the accumulation of snow in the U.S. Midwest, which could disrupt the flow of supplies. Both trains and trucks appear to be affected. Some recent positive news in the global economy seemed to lift corn values Sunday night. However, the existence of large global supplies of corn did limit the gains. Insurance pricing in the U.S. Corn Belt begins today. U.S. wheat was 1 to 2 cents weaker, with the March contract at $5.01 per bushel. Values are down somewhat with weakened demand, while gloomy economic news from China and the strange political situation unfolding in Greece also put up some resistance. The tense situation in the Black Sea region lent some support to values. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, February 2nd. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.